Hello, everybody. Welcome back from me, Tim Capel, to the Real Madrid podcast. And we're going to begin today with the moment that Sergio Ramos stepped up to take the penalty that would win the Super Cup for Real Madrid. And this is how it was described. Great moment it was for Sergio Ramos in what could be, remember, his last season with Real Madrid. It made it 9 from 9 in cup finals for coach Zinedine Zidane. No doubt what the biggest talking point was there, Valverde's foul on Morata, which drew varying reaction around the world. But as it was pointed out, Valverde did exactly what Diego Simeone would have done himself or expected his players to have done. What it did, though, in the process was elevate Valverde's status further, certainly amongst the Madrid fans, some of whom were calling on social media for a statue to be erected in his honour. Now, the player himself was voted man of the match. The Atletico coach said, after Valverde's foul, he said, "It was the most important play in the game. I said to him, don't worry, anybody would have done the same in your position. I would have expected similar from my players." As for Zidane, he said of Valverde, he said he was given the MVP. "I'm glad for that. He played a great game. He did what he had to do. It was a bad foul, but in the end, the most important thing was that he did apologise to Morata after the game." Staying with Zidane on his run of final successes, he said, "Look, we prepared well for this game. I don't know why we've had this run." He said, "It hasn't been easy, certainly here today, and we remained patient, which is what I asked of my players. It's never easy to win a trophy, much less against a team as good as Atletico Madrid. We still have much, though, left to achieve this season." What about Valverde himself? He said, "Well, I apologized for what I did. It wasn't a great thing to do, but it was all that I could do." He said that Zidane and Simeone both supported me. He said, "Diego spoke to me after the game. I will not forget that. I won't say what he said, but what he did say honours him as a person." President Perez spoke late into the evening. First of all, on Courtois, he said, "We bought him because we believed he was one of the best, if not the best, goalkeepers in the world, and so it is proving to be. He and Valverde," he said, "have been the architects of this victory." A word on Zidane, he said, "He has a very loving relationship with Real Madrid. He rested for a year and then he returned. Zidane is a blessing from heaven. We are so glad to have him here with us." Now, Valverde's performance has also reignited the debate about the need to sign Paul Pogba. The general view is that Valverde has turned off the debate about the need to sign Pogba. Now, that may be the media view and possibly the fan view, but it is unlikely to have shifted the view of Zidane just yet. Now, moving on from the Super Cup victory, Donny van de Beek has confirmed what we already knew. He won't be moving to Manchester United or Real Madrid in January. He will, as promised, stay until the end of the season with Ajax. He said, "I've said this before, but I will remain here this season and who knows, maybe even next season as well. It's an honour to be linked with clubs like this, but at the moment, it is not important now." Now, we've also mentioned in recent weeks the situation surrounding Ashraf Hakimi and his growing doubts about a return to Real Madrid for next season. Well, those have been aired yet again in another interview. He has stated that "my heart is divided between Borussia Dortmund and Real Madrid. I still have to assess the situation at the season's end. What are the advantages of staying or returning to Real Madrid? What is clear is I want to play and not be sat on the bench." He did add that he had no problem whatsoever staying in Borussia Dortmund, where the fans really do idolise him. There is, though, no chance of a move to Real Madrid. It's a big decision, this, for Zidane. Remember, with Mendy growing into his role and Marcelo still there as well, a significant decision will have to be made. Now, in the midst of all of the joy at the Super Cup win is one player who struggled to fit in continues. Luka Jovic has again struggled to show any real degree of potential. His future looks bleak as each day passes. A potential loan for next season has not been ruled out. Neither, though, has his ultimate sale. Raphael Varane is the subject of transfer speculation again, with the news that PSG are preparing a €120 million bid to bring the player back to France. Zidane, remember, had significant success last summer in actually persuading him that his future was at Real Madrid in the midst of the summer, where he was linked with a number of high-profile moves, including one to Manchester United. Madrid will definitely not want to lose him, especially, remember, as Ramos could exit as well this summer. But with Mbappe top of their most wanted list, there may well be a need for some flexibility. N'Golo Kante's future at Chelsea is looking uncertain again, with Real Madrid waiting to pounce if there is any encouragement forthcoming from the player. He'll be 29 this March. He wants to get back to competing in Champions League, and if Chelsea don't qualify this year, he may well move to someone that has. Finally for today, James Rodriguez's situation is now proving to be problematic, with no one willing to get close to the €50 million that Real Madrid want. Madrid are consigned to reducing his price to around €35 million, or of course there is that growing risk of losing the player eventually for nothing. Now, they don't want to end up in a situation similar to Spurs did, with Christian Eriksen holding out for unrealistic sums of money, which in the end cost them dear. At present, though, barring just a modicum of interest from Juventus, no offers or further interest from anybody else has been forthcoming this January. And that just about wraps up today's roundup. Then I will be back later in the week with a look at what has been making the news and a look ahead to the match of the weekend as Madrid return to the Bernabeu to meet Sevilla in the match of the weekend in La Liga. Now, the website won't be available for the next week or so because we're going through a rebuild and redesign of the website to make it an even better place to stop by and catch up with all the latest news from Real Madrid. Till Friday then, from me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye for now.